This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Look, I just think of it as the fact that there, again, to me, it's special because I remember watching the Lions growing up and it was part of Thanksgiving. Like, that's how I think of it. Win, lose, or draw, I was like, hey, the Lions are part of Thanksgiving, just like the Cowboys are. But I think this city deserves it, you know, and it's in the simplest form to your question, it's easy to say, well, you know, and you're not winning games, so you shouldn't have it anymore. But to me, I think, I'm selfish, man. No, it should stay here. I mean, part of the Lions, I'm a head coach. So, look, we'll make it worth it, all right? We're going to make it worth it.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
I'm going to hold Dan Campbell to that tomorrow. Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on Thanksgiving Eve. The voice there of Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions. He'll be coaching his team tomorrow on Thanksgiving, which is a tradition. Bad Lions football, bad Lions teams on Thanksgiving. They're 3.5-point dogs against the Bears. We'll get fully into the Week 12 slate coming up in about 20 minutes with games and lines we like. But Aaron, Dan Campbell is talking about the tradition of Thanksgiving there. Dan Campbell strikes me as a big Thanksgiving guy, big heaping plates. He goes back for seconds. Like, Dan's not going to skimp on Thanksgiving. So with that in mind, we just did our NFL power rankings. It is now time for our Thanksgiving food power rankings. I believe these will be more controversial than us leaving off the Packers or Titans, because I know mine. There's going to be something that I leave off that people are not going to like. But listen, these are my power rankings. I'll do it my way, just like Joe O left off the Cardinals. Before we get to that, though, just let's set the table with this. Matthew Judon, the star pass rusher for the Patriots, having a really good season for a team that's in both of our power rankings. He went off yesterday on the idea of macaroni and cheese on the Thanksgiving table. His quote, I don't even know why he was asked about this, where this came from, but whatever, it's Thanksgiving week, weird things happen. Quote, it's just cheese and noodles. It's not that good. Get macaroni and cheese off the table. It's disgusting. Get it off the table. So Matthew Judon, not a mac and cheese guy. And let me say, I agree with him on Thanksgiving. Now, I like mac and cheese. I mean, like, mac and cheese is good. I'll eat mac and cheese. But I don't get it on Thanksgiving. I think it sometimes could be a cultural thing. Some people have mac and cheese on the table. Some people don't. I don't know why every family does what they do. But I am out on mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. Aaron, before we get to our power rankings, are you with Matthew Judon on this?
No, I actually love mac and cheese. It kind of goes with the comfort food. There's different ways to make it. I mean, I'm not having Kraft dinner mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. That I could see get off the table. It doesn't belong.
Right.
But no, I like mac and cheese. I have to disagree with him on that one. And I think the Lions, I want to go back to Dan Campbell. I think he is a big Thanksgiving guy, and they're going to get up and win this game. This is it.
Dan, you know what I need after the game? I need Dan Campbell. back in the day when I guess it was the NFL on Fox. I believe this was because they used to rotate the games and what network had it. But when John Madden was still doing the games, they used to give out the turkey legs after the game. Like the best player in the Thanksgiving game would get the turkey leg on Fox. Now, maybe I'm blanking. I don't think they do that anymore. That was like Madden's thing way back in the day. But couldn't you see tomorrow if the Lions won, like Dan Campbell at his press conference with a big old turkey leg standing up there?
Yeah, the he'll turducken. Pretend it's a kneecap and just start biting it on that.
Dan, you're on television, man. Calm down a little bit. All right, let's see what the rest of the crew here thinks about this whole mac and cheese debate before we give our top five. Paul, are you with Judon or are you against Judon here? I'm with him.
I'm with Judon as well. I think mac and cheese overall is just it's incredibly overrated. So whether it's on Thanksgiving or not, so it is definitely not cracking the Thanksgiving table. And I just don't see the mac and cheese truthers. I just don't understand.
Like Jay Kassan, who's a mac and cheese truther.
Sounds like it.
I'm not a truther. It's just cheese and noodles are objectively two of the best things. So you put them together and like, I don't know, like Paul, grow up. How about that?
I think it's grown, like it's like a kid food. It's the opposite.
Yeah, that's but you can like a childish take. Grow up.
You could like something and it not go with the meal you're having, right? Like I like salsa. If I'm serving pancakes, I have syrup on the table, not salsa. Why is the mac and cheese part of this meal? That's my question.
That is such so
let me Google history of mac and cheese and Thanksgiving.
That is an insane comparison.
But you know what I'm trying to say. Like, does it really go with everything else? That's my thing. It doesn't really
I want to know what our Twitch audience thinks, because there's no way I'm alone in liking mac cheese here.
No, if I had to guess, our Twitch audience is a mac and cheese audience. That's my guess.
I would agree. Yeah. Now, Jake, like, just like straight up mac and cheese or like with bacon or with, I don't know, lobster or whatever other crab meat or whatever people put in mac and cheese.
Lobster? What do I look like to you?
I don't know. Lobster
mac and cheese is actually
sir,
very
I'm 24
good.
Years old and I work in radio. You think I'm eating lobster with my mac sir, and cheese?
But we established really you're a full-time. You're a full-time radio right now. Yeah, that means you can afford
a manager.
Yeah, unfortunately, also still doesn't mean lobster's in the budget.
Yeah, but you were promoted to board operations manager. I mean, maybe they didn't get the notice there. You needed a raise. We're trying to get
you
a raise.
It's still in the all mail.
Okay, then that's good. All right, so we're split here on the mac and cheese. I don't get this. We'll see what the Twitch audience says. Aaron, let's now give our top five. We did NFL power rankings. Now let's hear it. Your top five Thanksgiving Day foods. And I guess we have to preface this by saying you don't really love Thanksgiving foods.
Yes. So I don't know if I'm alone in this, but like the whole lineup, it's not really like my favorite things. So it may also be I've always, because I've been in media, like worked Thanksgiving and always had to work nights, weekends, holidays. So it's like, oh, here we go, another Thanksgiving. And I just try to find ways to like look at it bad that I'm not missing out on anything.
Right.
So convincing myself that the food sucks is part of that whole thing.
Enjoy your dinner. I don't want it anyway.
Bad catered food that like our managers would guess in the newsroom. It was disgusting. Usually.
Just doing the mental gymnastics that she's not missing anything anyway.
Exactly. Might as well just have pizza and call it another day. So at number one, I have to do stuffing. It's terrible for me, but it's delicious. The bread, the butter, it just goes well with everything else on the table. So I'm going with stuffing at number one. Number two, I do like turkey. So I put turkey at number two. Number three, it's got to be mashed potatoes and gravy. Okay. And the three of those together, I'd be happy with just those three. But I figured we had to do five. So I'm going to put mac and cheese in there. Just to make everyone mad.
I'm mad.
A delicious dish of mac and cheese. And then the number five was tough, but I never eat it unless it's Thanksgiving. And it does taste good with some turkey. Little cranberry sauce. That was an acquired taste for me because I thought that was disgusting when I was a kid. But as I've gotten older, I do like cranberry sauce with my turkey. I don't like pie either. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving or not. I'm not a pie person. I prefer cake or ice cream or something like that. So I'm boring. I get it. Blame me for being Canadian. I don't know what it is. We also have Thanksgiving, and the lineup is very similar. So I don't know why I don't like this food, but that's how I am.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. Well, so Aaron, you and I usually are on the same page with our power rankings with the NFL. We couldn't be more different on this. So here's my number one. And I feel like the meal is just it's just like wasting time for me to get to dessert. Number one is pumpkin pie. That is the best part of Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie is number one. Yep. Number one is pumpkin pie. Number two is apple pie. The whole thing is just to get to dessert.
All right, let's just be honest. Is this just a list of pies? Or is it just a list of pies or just a list of desserts?
Pie number three?
I have a feeling this is just a list of desserts.
Well, I mean, it's not. But do I have four pies downstairs in my house right now for tomorrow? Yes. So I have more pies than this. But I'm going to have real food in here.
And I just said I hate pie. This is amazing.
Pumpkin pie is one. Apple pie is two. Stuffing is three. So I'm with you. Stuffing's good. Stuffing's the best food you're going to eat tomorrow. Like, you can try to pretend it's not, but stuffing's great. Number four is mashed potatoes. I like mashed potatoes, and especially if they're done right. Like, that's really, really good. So pumpkin pie, apple pie, stuffing, mashed potatoes. And my number five is cranberry sauce, which means the Packers in my rankings are the turkey. Turkey's not even in my top five. I think turkey's totally overrated. I don't even really need it. Like, I'll just eat all the sides and the pie. Like, I'll have it, but I always feel like turkey's often overcooked or it's dry. It's just not that good. I do like the next day putting all the stuff in like a roll and eating like a leftover sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll do that with the turkey.
I thought about putting that, like, the leftovers in my top.
Oh, it's way better.
I do look forward to leftover sandwiches for lunch the next day.
The leftovers are way better than the meal on Thanksgiving. All right, so there's our top fives. Turkey's out of mine. I'm just basically leading with pies and eating dessert all day. What do you think here, guys?
I did not see that coming, I'll be perfectly honest. I mean, I'm aligned on a lot of things. Like, the stuffing is definitely the number one seed for all food. And then I'm with you on the turkey, too. Like, and actually, so my sister kind of does like a sausage variety of stuffing. It's like cooked outside, because some people do stuffing inside, some people do it outside, some people do both. So yeah, as long as you got the gravy, like, I like the gravy almost more than the turkey, but putting the gravy on the turkey. The pies, I'm a pie guy, so I can take it or leave it kind of, but so did not see that coming. But the mashed potatoes, I'm with you. Important follow-up question. Are we talking about like the gross jelly cranberry sauce out of the can, or like cranberries?
Okay. Actual cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do the canned stuff anymore.
Jake, I'd say like, and like, if you want to do like a Brussels sprout thing with like, I don't know, some bacon and cheese or something going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can get down with that too. Jake, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. This is quickly the correct list and definitive rankings, the only correct list here. Mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, stuffing, rolls. None of you did rolls? Are we serious? What are we doing here? And then turkey.
You're right.
I like turkey. I'm a big turkey guy in general, just day-to-day life. Anyway, turkey sandwich guy, ground turkey, love it. Let's do it. And yeah, I can't believe nobody did rolls. That is just atrocious, egregious on all counts.
I thought about rolls, but I had to make room for two pies. I mean, it's not easy to fit two pies.
Cut
rolls
one
in
of
there.
The I pies. Guess, like, no. Like I said to Paul, grow up.
The pie's the best part. Listen,
can you just start your Thanksgiving with pie this year?
I will.
I figured he would. That's pie. Breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
They're carving turkey. Joji's cutting the pie.
That's right. That's how you start a holiday off. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll dive into Week 12 games we like, line movement, including some injuries and quarterback changes for Week 12. That's next right here on BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.